Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the trial of three political activists on charges of protesting without permission and an alleged assault on police. Among those to stand trial is Ahmad Maher, the founder of the April 6 movement. The movement helped ignite the popular uprising in 2011 that led to the ouster of former dictator Hosni Mubarak. Still, no date has been fixed for the trial, but this is the first case of activists being charged under the provisions of a new controversial protest law. Then-term President Adli Mansour signed the law in November. It bans gatherings of more than 10 people without prior permit. Critics have described the move as an attempt to stifle the right to public protest. Our correspondent Karim Gamaneddin joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo, to tell us more about this. Well, Karim, I would assume that this is getting much attention there in Egypt, especially given the fact that you have Ahmed Maher, the founder of the April 6 movement that was partly responsible for the ouster of Hosni Mubarak.
And also Ahmad Doma, the revolutionary activist that participated and played an integral role in the 25th of Jan protest and the revolution that led to the ouster of former dictator Hosni Mubarak. So this move has the referral of these activists to a misdemeanors court over clashes in Abdin Square and also in violating the controversial protest law has caused dissatisfaction here in Egypt among many activists and also among the prominent activist group No to Military Trials that have been tasked with unmasking the atrocities of the military council during Egypt's shaky two-year transitional period. And also many of the observers are saying now that the military-installed government is using the protest law and is using the Egyptian judiciary in general to crack down on any or to curb the voices critical of the military installed government and the army generals. And these activists have also not only participated in protests, but they have also voiced their rage over the sweeping powers that the military retained in the new constitution or in the amended constitution, and also the military's budget is not being overseen by the parliament or is not even brought under public scrutiny, and trying civilians in front of military tribunals have caused outrage among the activists, especially after the 25th of Jan revolution that has ousted former dictator Hosni Mubarak. There even these activists and also others have said that the constitution drafted under Amr Musa and the panel that was appointed by the military is even worse than the constitution that was written under Morsi's rule, and that it is also curbing the freedom of expression and rights and social rights, as well as also that and give the military sweeping powers that is causing outrage among many here. Yes, Habib.
Very well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Karim Gamaneddin, correspondent there, talking to us from Cairo. Thank you, Karim.